I need you to listen to me. Mommy is stressed.
Okay.
And clean up the room.
I'm gonna go live with my dad, okay?
I'm a single parent by choice.
You're ruining my life.
Where's Christina?
I had to let her go.
Why do you always have to make everybody leave us?
This movie, like, Tyler Perry, he hit another soft spot with me.
On a level of one to that awkward to one to Endless Love, what are we looking at here?
Oh shit. About that.
Wait, why did you hesitate?
I jumped. That's the third time I hesitated in these reviews. You catch me off guard, these fucking questions. That's why.
Oh, goody. I better go get my popcorn. It sounds like we're in for a fun one today.
I don't even know where to fucking start, personally. Like, a part of me halfway through the film was feeling like I could say that this is Tyler Perry's best movie right here. And you know why I'll say that? It's because the guys in here are not douchebags. Now, fast forward 10 minutes later, when it's, oh my, okay, this movie insults me, I ain't gonna lie.
Does it go from like, oh baby, I support you and everything, I love you, to then it's like, bitch, shut your mouth!
No, it's more with the kids. That title, we're talking about Tyler Perry's The Single Moms Club, and there's a reason why it's called that. Now, I'm with you, Leo. I thought it was gonna be about, it's another one of those romantic comedy movies where the women get together and talk about men or some shit like that, and talk about how awful they are and horrible and evil they are. No, it's not about that at all. It's all about their kids not having a father in their life, and how bad they can grow up to be. I was like, oh my, all right, Leo. I don't know about for you, but for me, that's an insult. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, you know, there's a place to say that message, because I am a believer that, you know, a father is an important figure in a kid's life.
It's not needed.
Tyler Perry movie is not the place to send that message.
You know why I'm insulted by that is because I grew up in a single household.
Okay, fair enough.
I think it's insulting as far as I've always had conversations about this. Like, every time like a kid is failing in school or something like that, they go like, "Oh, father's not there," whatever. You know, that kid is old enough to make a choice in his life whether or not he wants to succeed or not. So if he's fucking up, let's put 50% of that on his fault and stop blaming the parents for his wants.
That always is a good point.
I get insulted by that.
I'm one of those people who, I say, you know, parents can have a major factor in a kid's life, but I'm also with you. There's a point in that kid's life where it's like, nah, you're the one fucking up now.
Okay, because, Leo, we're in a new generation where we see how old kids are now.
Yeah.
We especially if, okay, we're going to talk about high school now. People that choose, like, they were talking about, that's sad, he grew up to be a game burner. So, you know, he made that choice, okay?
Yeah. No, it's the thing, like, you know, whenever parents are like, why is my son smoking weed? It's like, well, the dumbass did make a choice.
I'm going to tell you this right now. You know, growing up in Compton, a lot of people have offered me that, and I always said, no, that's okay. No, that's all right. So, obviously, that was my choice of what I made.
Right.
I'm insulted by that for the simple fact that we live in this time where Kick-Ass 2 came out last year. Mother's saying, oh, little girls are saying the word, I don't want my child to be influenced by that. It's like, it's a rated R film, and how the fuck is a child going to be? Me and Lehu would be murderous motherfuckers if we played video games, the way we play video games and watch violent movies or whatever, for all our lives, or whatever, if that was the case.
Yeah, like, based on your logic.
Exactly. How about those two kids that was on top of the Walmart shooting people there? It's like, oh, they played Grand Theft Auto, and this is what made them do that. You know, it's the parents' fault for letting them run. It's like, oh my God. So insulted. But that shit, it hits me. I don't know why it hits me that hard, but it hits me in the most insulting point of view I've ever seen.
I don't know. I can totally see it. Like, I can completely understand where you're coming from. Like,
it insults me that, like, video games, movies, or parents take the blame for this shit when it's all on that person right there.
Yeah. Unless if there's irrefutable proof that, mm-hmm. you know, there could be a factor, like, mm-hmm. if the parents are maybe a little abusive, then,
okay, yeah.
Like, you know, if there's something like that where it's like, okay, that, you know, that makes sense of why that could be a factor. But you're right. Movies and video games, that shit's been proven time and time again to not be a psychological factor.
Grand Theft Auto sold over 1 billion fucking copies, and these two people are the only ones that shot up watching the game. Yeah, I don't think...
Or, you know, not to get on a touchy subject, but whenever... the guy shut up the elementary school, and they were like, you want to know why he did it? Because he was playing Mass Effect 2. I was like, oh, really? The game with no actually realistic weapons? Good job, dumbasses.
funny. We had a conversation about that after this movie. Or another one, the dude that shot out the theater, and they were just like, oh, it's Batman made him do it, you know, because, you know, he grew up in a parent's house. I was like, oh, my God. The dude is just crazy. Have we ever just
worked right. out
if the dude is crazy or not? I mean...
Right, exactly. Because Batman uses guns. No, you dumbasses.
And Tyler Perry uses this in this movie of saying that these women kids act the way they do is because they don't have... And here's the more insulting one. They don't have a father in their life, but guess what? They're all rich.
They don't have good lives. Didn't we say we came to the conclusion that Tyler Perry just, like, hates men? Or was that another podcast that I was listening to?
And you know how what back set up in this movie? Terry Crews is in this movie, okay?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Lehu, if you were a gay man, let's just say this. Let's not even put, like, their credentials in this work or whatever. Would you go for Terry Crews or Tyler Perry?
Terry Crews. As far as dating-wise. Terry Crews, because Terry Crews has a personality.
Thank you. Okay. And even looks better. I'll even say he looks better than Tyler Perry. I'm going to go ahead and
I wasn't even taking looks into the equation. I'm a person who likes a good personality.
He good personality. He looks better, and he's in better shape.
And he's funny as shit.
These two women tell Tyler Perry that he looks better than Terry Crews in the movie. And I was like,
oh, for fuck's sake.
I remember this is when I pulled out my phone and said, who wrote this movie? And I looked it up and said, Tyler Perry wrote it. The self-indulgent looking motherfucker or whatever. Because there's this one chick in here, Terry Crews, for some reason, she plays Coco Brown in the fucking movie. Okay, I'm already insulted now.
Wait, you're kidding, right?
No, I'm not kidding.
That's legit her name.
That is her real name.
Oh, my God.
She plays a character, Lydia, in the movie, and she works at a diner. She's the only poor one out of the group or whatever, but yet she still manages to support her kids and shit like that. But Terry Crews always comes to the diner. He brings her flowers. He's hitting on her. And I'm looking at him like, what does he see in this woman, personally? And she invites him to the movies. They all have, like, a double date thing going out. And when Tyler Perry shows up, this chick is just like, oh, Lord, look at him or whatever. He's looking good. And then Terry Crews is like, hey, I'm standing right here. And she's like, ain't nobody looking at your ugly ass. I was like, you got to be kidding me. Come on. Come on.
Terry Crews, use Old Spice power.
Come on now, man. Terry Crews is way more. He got it. Now, some people are going to say Terry Crews is funny in this right now. I'm like, no, you know why? Because he's playing the same character, comedic character he played in any comedic role he ever does. It is the same thing. I was like,
and knowing Tyler Perry, he probably had no good material to write for him.
No. Nia Long, if I had to say anything, she is the best thing in the movie.
As she is in every one of these type of movies.
Yeah, she really is. And you can almost say she kind of plays the same character in some way. She's always that strong black woman that, you know, is always there and is good-looking and everything.
It seems like from what you're telling me, and you know, this is someone who, just from this job, has now been exposed to modern-day black cinema. Mm-hmm. I've already picked up that a lot of these actors and actresses in these movies play a lot of the same type of characters.
Yeah, I would agree. Like, if... What was the last movie Nia Long? She was in
Best Man Holiday.
It was Best Man Holiday. Okay, almost the same kind of character, except this one's single, let's just say.
And doesn't have cancer?
And Tyler Perry hooks her up. I didn't believe that, first of all. I'm just like, ain't no way in hell her fine ass would want to do anything with her. Come on now. Let's be real, come on.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, Nia Long could have... Let's just say she can have her pick of the fresh of the crop.
Let's just say this. She would have me on the goddamn ground bowing to her if she walked in. I'd be like, you are a goddess.
Well, I know that.
I don't deserve you, girl. Okay, so you, oh my God. Even reading the synopsis here, it says five struggling single. They're not struggling. They're fucking... Another problem with Tyler Perry is you don't know how to write genres.
No.
You say this is a drama, and the drama is so pathetic and weak, it makes fucking Need for Speed a masterpiece.
Wow.
How can you feel anything for these women that don't know each other, that gets together, and they're telling you about their lives and stories, and it's the most bullshit, misogynistic shit I've ever heard of. So you got, Nia Long, she's a writer, she... She works for the paper and everything like that. Everybody loves her. They know her. She's famous. Her husband's a drug addict and stuff like that. Or her ex-husband, I guess, whatever. So her son's always wondering what his father is. He talks to her, Nia Long, like shit. I'm already pissed off. He's telling her, She tells him to clean the room. He just looks at her and is like, my daddy picking me up anyway tomorrow, so don't worry about what I do. And he closed the door in her face. She doesn't do anything. I'm looking at her like,
what a little shithead.
I was like, all right, I already don't like this movie. I'm
kidding. You know what you do, Nia Long? I know white people would never say to do this, but I am not one of those people. I would say when that kid did that, you would go in there and go, boy, I am your mother. You are going to respect me or else you are getting the back of my hand across your ass.
There is a scene, dude, where they finally, like, okay, let's do this thing. Every Friday, one of us will watch all the kids and the rest of us will all go hang out and have fun and stuff like that. Nia Long goes out and leaves one of the kids. Her kid sneaks out of the house, goes to see her father, his father and shit like that. And then doesn't tell nobody, and then he's missing for 2 days because he finds out that his father is like, oh, he's a drug addict and stuff like that, who's recovering off drugs and shit like that. Why didn't you tell me, Mom? And she's like, I'm sorry. And this is one of those movies where the kids are at fault and the parents are doing the best they can, but they're trying to make it seem like the kids are the innocent ones, and that pissed me off. I was a little upset, all right?
Yeah, I can understand that. I, like, it'd be like, Mommy, why didn't you tell me? What do you think?
What do you care? I'm raising you. That's all that matters. I love you and I'm raising you. You're old enough to understand that. You don't be running out and then think you can just come home 2 days later without telling anybody or whatever. Because she was just like, I'm sorry, it's all my fault. And I was like, no, it's not your fault. You need to be beating his ass. Because I can tell you this right now. If I were to do that, my mother, she'd have changed them locks.
Oh, my mom would have gotten a nice good old bar of soap and taken my tongue right to it for a good hour.
Exactly, whatever. You just don't vanish for 2 fucking days or whatever and then just decide to walk up in the house while your mom sits. She called the police and everything like that. They're looking, but they can't find him. And he just walks up in there and is like, don't worry about me. And, oh, my God. Once again, Tyler Perry, you've done it again. You've gotten the worst child actors I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, I'm sure he has.
I thought you did an Alex Cross with that girl that was crying. I thought that was the worst crying I've ever saw in cinema history. This kid, when he cries, it looked like goddamn paint was just falling off a wall or whatever. It looked like the fakest fucking crying I've ever seen in my life. It had to be the worst crying. He has to be the worst child actor I've ever seen.
Damn.
Display on screen.
Damn.
You got characters like Amy Smart. Oh, her problem is she's rich and she's getting out of a bad divorce.
When you talk about Amy Smart, the white actress?
Yes, we are. We are definitely talking about her. Her husband's getting divorced with her. And guess what? She has to fire the maids. And she doesn't know her child enough to raise her herself.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me, right?
I'm not kidding you at all.
I'm so glad I did not see this.
Her whole deal is her daughter only talks to her maid, and her daughter never talk, so they don't have any connection.
Oh,
and
she what finds the shit. Most
difficult part of her life. I was just like, you've got to be fucked. This is not, bitch. You still got money.
This is yeah. This just sounds like forcing drama.
It felt so forced. You got Wendy Covey, who plays Jane in the movie, who's supposed to be the so-called bitch of the movie, if you will. And her whole thing is, you know, she puts her career first over her daughter. She puts her career first because she wants to be the best. She feels like women should be strong, independent, never have to rely on a man to do whatever. She wants to make partner, but she realizes her daughter's kind of a fuck up because her daughter's just like, you don't love me. You've never been there for me. Even though I wanted you to be the piano recital, she's like, I had work to do. I'm a partner. They gave me a promotion to be held. She's a lawyer in the movie. She's just like, you could have said no to that job then. I'm like, God damn it. All right.
You know what? Whenever that character moment comes up between a kid and a parent, you know what movie I always think of?
Man, there's so many. Which one do you think of, though?
I think of Remember Me, that Robert Pattinson movie.
Yes.
And do you remember the great speech by Pierce Brosnan to that little shit in that movie? So just not to sidetrack here, people, but this does have a point to this review. Pierce Brosnan in this movie, Robert Pattinson goes, why weren't you ever there for me and my sister? Why were you there? Why weren't you there? Why were you a deadbeat dad? He's like, oh, deadbeat dad? You mean the one who's working 12 hours to get a $23,000 apartment for yourself in New York City? The one that tried to get you a job, the one that pays for the food that goes on your counter every day? Fuck you, son.
Let me ask you a question, lady. You go to film school, you doing internship, you doing this podcast, you do a lot of movie shit. You do movies 24/7.
You could say that, yeah.
From a lot of fucking movie people that does this shit right now, because that is up and coming. say you and your girlfriend had a child, and you finally made it to the business, and you became big time. Let's just say, like, off of one movie you did, I don't know, whatever. And your child got upset at you and started fucking up in school because saying, Daddy, you're never there. Why don't you quit your job? What would you do in that position?
See, here's the funny thing. I know I'll never have to worry about that because I know my girlfriend will not let that happen.
I have to say right now, if you were to quit your job and you were to tell him, I'd be like, why'd you quit that movie? He'd be like, my kid said, I'd look at you and be like, so you're going to sacrifice your happiness for this little bastard?
No, that's the thing. I know my girlfriend would come and be like, son, here's the deal. Do you see everything around you? Yeah. Do you like everything around you? Yeah. There's a reason you have that.
Or you can just invite me over and say, you like wiping your ass with toilet paper? You'll be using a sock soon because Charmin went up by 2 cents. Just saying, it's the most insulting thing ever.
I really can't believe this.
Tyler Perry, and guess what he's working? Guess what his job in the movie is?
Oh, gee, is it a film producer?
Oh my god!
Wait, did I actually get it?
He plays TK in the movie, and you messed it up, Leo. He owns his own little small business of setting up sets and designs as a producer and stuff.
Oh, for fuck's sake!
His brother's got a fedora on, and
you telling me that I got that wrong, and that's what he actually does. It's like, oh no, Lehu, he's not a grocery store manager. He's just the head of the department.
Oh my god, that's so. Then you got, oh my god, this is my, I don't know who this chick was. I don't think I've ever, you know what, I think she was in that fucking Takers movie with Paul Walker and Chris Brown and all that T.I. and all that shit. Zoli Haneo, she plays Esperanza in the movie. Oh my lord, that's the most finest Spanish woman I've ever seen in my life. God damn. As you can see, that's where my past was almost coming in.
Don't. Come on.
Her on screen. But her bullshit relationship. Okay, let me break down her relationship problems now. She has a child, obviously. Her ex-husband is the douchiest of douchebags ever, but he's rich. And he bought this house for him, even though they divorced. He remarried, but she's like, she can't have a boyfriend or anything like that because, dun-dun-dun, he'll take the house away. Yeah. And she doesn't want to give up that lifestyle.
Oh, good lord.
You should hear when she's talking to the other girls. She's just like, because she's dating this guy. Good-looking guy, too, I was saying. He's really nice, too, whatever. I think that's almost what kind of saves the movie. The guys are really reasonable and shit. He's just kind of like, why do you put up with this shit? Seriously. I think that's another reason why it's going to be a fuck it. But anyway.
It's going to be.
But she's just like, you don't understand, girls. If I have a boyfriend, he's going to take my house away. And I'm just used to this lifestyle. And I don't know what to do in my life. I mean, I was just like, oh, my God. I fucking, you're the most beautiful woman I've ever seen, yet you're the fucking dumbest one. Oh.
Yeah.
And then finally, Nia Long tells him, playing a strong character is, he ever tells you that again, take his ass to court. And I'm just like, wait a minute, what is the message in this movie now? Oh my God, Tyler Perry, you really do hate men. The message in this movie is, girl, you need to fuck over men as much as you can, whether they being a douche or not to you. And I was like, I hate this movie. I hate this movie. If this is a movie that didn't, and that when you look at it on paper, it doesn't make you as mad as like a Madea Christmas or a Temptation or anything like that. But when you start adding the plot points up together and you sit there and you're looking at it, because there's never once I had an angry look on my face, I had the most confused look. And then as you sit there longer and putting the plot together, you're just like, there's a message in this film. And I'm sure that ending is
And it is reverse sexism.
Wow. Reverse sexism with women who, which obviously I just explained each woman's problem. Like, who did, was there any real problems in here?
No. And you know what? I could see some people criticizing you for saying, oh, you're criticizing the movie that's telling women to be strong. No. Let me explain this. There is nothing wrong with a movie saying that women should be strong. But the key factor that P1 said that makes these women bitches instead of us liking them is that these are not bad guys.
And they're not real problems, though.
No, and that's the thing. The way you're explaining it to me is that it seemed like these guys are just okay. Some of them might be douchey, but on the whole, most of them are okay. So it doesn't justify these women acting bitchy to them.
And the kids acting douchey is no reason either. There's no, like, one of the kids has everything you could ever ask for. The big house, everything like that. I'm going to fuck up because my father's here, not here. And you don't know me, Mom, so I'm not going to talk to you. I'm just like, you've got to be fucking kidding.
Yeah, kiss my ass.
Kiss my ass, kid. You can kiss my goddamn ass, seriously. And you say set up strong women. I see the potential of why they are strong women at the beginning, but it seems like their strong independence developed lower once the movie goes on longer.
Oh no, I can see it.
It's no longer them being strong and independent. It's them settling for what they have and finding new men to pick them back up. And like I told a certain fan of ours recently who got himself a loving girlfriend, he said it's the happiest thing in his life, whatever. I said, you should be happy just because of life itself. Don't let a woman or a man ever depend on making your life happy or not.
Right. That's the thing.
And that's what this movie is saying. These women need a man.
So it's reverse sexism in two ways.
Oh my God. It's long.
How long are we talking?
Oh, my God.
God!
Yeah, I think it's like an hour and 52 minutes, if I'm not mistaken.
You are correct.
Yeah, this movie's a fucking... I'm sorry. First of all, Tyler Perry, he had a subject that I explained at the beginning of the review. I was already insulted by that. I tried to let that go halfway through the film. I was like, all right, the men here are at least nice. Maybe I can just go on. I swear to God, I started from a stream and I was just working my way. I was just like, no, please don't do it. Oh, my God. I wanted to give him a pass, brother, but no, man, you just don't. He thinks he's writing some deep shit here, and it is nothing more than a clusterfuck of insult.
Right. All right. Well, I won't let you suffer anymore. I don't want you to do that.
I swear to God, if any of my friends ever have kids and they act like this, I'm gonna take my. You ever seen that Boondocks episode where the kid was crying in the store and the mother was like, "I don't know what to do," and Grandpa said, "You ever tried beating his ass?" I'm gonna be Grandpa for you people.
You're not gonna be Grandpa. You're gonna be Uncle Goddamn. You're gonna be Uncle Ruckus.
Yeah, Uncle Ruckus. Throw a brick at his ass. Yeah, oh my God!
All you do is you take the belt and you just whip the little black boy right there.
God, like, these kids are getting softer and softer, or at least they like to keep tricking parents that they're getting softer and softer.
Yeah, tricking, keyword.
Oh my God. I
All right. Later, people.
Later, bastards. Jesus fucking Christ.
If you about to ask me to be your maid, I'm gonna slap the hell out of you like Oprah did that little white lady in the color purple.
Bonded by sisterhood.
Did you talk to your guy?
Yes. He's got lots of wood and says he can pound well.
That's called flirting, Hillary.
Make it rain.
Tyler Perry's The Single Moms Club.